another episode of Mango. Mainly Mango's void. It's her void even when she's not here, mm-hmm. actually. Mm-hmm. So welcome to another episode of mm-hmm. Mango's void. Today, I'm in my glasses.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen.
No, last week we were ignorant, but now we're getting real into light. This is your progression.
I'm in my new glasses, okay? Because we were having a serious conversation.
No, absolutely.
Today, I want to talk about friendships and the state of friendships in 2023. Mm. Is that the year we're in?
Sadly.
Wow. And it's actually a deeply serious conversation because it's actually a pandemic.
Yeah.
We are currently living in a friendship pandemic. Mm. People have fewer friends than they've ever had mm-hmm. in the history of humanity. Mm-hmm. We are existing in a crisis of loneliness. Mm. People are killing themselves at unprecedented rates mm-hmm. because of this. And that's why it's a pandemic. Mm. Loneliness is now one of the top 5 killers. Mm. Up there with smoky diabetes. And I'm interested in how we got here, but also how do we get out of here? And also like what has come about, because I also want to talk about parasocial relationships. In this episode, I want to talk about parasocial friendships too, because I do think that is a new phenomena and it's worth talking about with like some level of seriousness. Where are you at with friendships in your life?
You know,
currently?
It's interesting that you call it a pandemic, because I kind of view it as a recession. You
know,
it's like Jeezy said, it's the recession. Everybody broke. Like, you talk to everybody, poor, middle class, rich, they're struggling with this thing.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it feel so ubiquitous. It's like a recession.
Yeah.
And like, the numbers are really bad. Like, I was looking at this study that said that in 1990, only 3% of men reported that they didn't have any close friends. Truly no one.
Wow.
No one to talk to, no one to confide in. In 2021, that number is now 15%.
Wow.
And mind you, this is self-reporting, right?
Wow.
So self-reporting, terrible means of garnering statistical information because people will only report what they want you to know. But that number is up 5 times.
That's
I can't imagine what that number is for women. I can't imagine.
Oh my gosh.
So
yeah.
There's a real statistically measurable thing that is not an opinion. A lot of people have opinions on, but this is just an observable fact. People do not have any friends.
Yeah.
And it's completely unsustainable. Especially, in my opinion, in the West. Like, when I go back home and I sort of lose a bit of my support system, to say, and I have to deal with like being in the West for like a long amount of time
on your own.
Yeah, it's actually so alienating that it is painful. And I think that people are having like a primordial scream of like how lonely it is right now.
Yeah.
You know?
I wanted to ask, can you point to anything that you think directly contributes to this?
You know, there's always this conversation about third spaces. You have work and you have home. And I feel like when you run a capitalist model for a long enough time, all you'll really have left is work and home. Jeff will ship you the dildo to your house. You know, like, you only really need to go between those two spaces. And what sucks is friendships always occur in third spaces.
Oh,
they occur in churches. They occur in gyms. They occur in... And as you kind of run this model for long enough and you create such a convenience-oriented society that all people really ever have to do is go to work and go home, you'll actually destroy all of the environments that friendship could have occurred in.
I love, actually, because I wanted to talk about this. I wanted to talk about how convenience destroyed friendship. So I really love that you brought that up. Because I was actually thinking the other day, remember we were talking the other day about music stores? So when I was a young teenager, there was this music store in South Africa called Musica. And I would go there on Saturdays with my friends and we put our little headphones in and you would like listen to all the albums, and it's in like a dark, moody room and you get to just like just share this experience with your friends. But now, you know, when someone drops an album, I just go to my individual phone and I open my individual app that I pay $10 a month for. Mm. And then I just click on a button and then there's the album. And then also, like, the album doesn't slap. Mm. So also I both have lost an experience that is inherently a shared one. Mm. And then I've also lost the artistic experience because it just doesn't slap anymore when you're listening to music by yourself in earphones from your phone made by Chinese slaves. Like, it just doesn't. Whereas when you're with, like, your friends and you, like, go to the music store and you're like, they have the one earphone in and you have the other, and then you buy the album, you really, like, you take 10 rand out of your wallet, and then you guys, okay, you pay two and then I'll pay two, and then you split because you were broke. You were broke. But you went to the music store and you split your 2 rand 30 cents and you bought the album, and then, like, your mom picked you up from the mall and then she dropped you off at one of yours, and you ran upstairs to your room and you locked the door and you put the pillows on the floor and you put the little mood lights on.
You were going in.
And now we got our popcorn and then we just sit and listen. And, like, that was the experience of listening to music.
Right.
The experience of going to move, it's Friday night, I don't have school tomorrow night, you know, my siblings don't have work the next day. Friday night, we go to the VHS store and we go through all the aisles. What about a horror movie today? What about... And then we spend like 45 minutes in there and then we pick out a movie. And then you go home, you pay for it, and then you go into Pick and Pay real quick. And you buy the popcorn with the coconut oil, and you buy the knickknack. You know, you buy all the snacks.
Nice.
And then, you know, you get in the car, you go back home. She makes the popcorn. My sister makes the popcorn. I close all the curtains. You know, we get the snacks. We get the Coke. We get whatever it is. And we, like, really sit and watch a movie together. And now when I want to watch a movie, I open a shitty app that doesn't even work half the time. It doesn't even... HBO!
No, I mean, guys, what are we doing?
What is the excuse?
Let's hire some developers. Guys! I'm sorry, continue. Yeah.
You know, now when I want to watch a movie, I take my laptop. And I just go into my bed. I just get home from work. I slide my shoes off. I put my stupid little TV dinner in because I'm tired. I put on my pajamas, I get into my bed, I switch off the lights, I open a shitty app, and it's just me and this tiny screen alone in a room. And it's like, how could friendship exist when these are our experiences?
Right.
Like, the convenience of clicking to obtain something ruined friendship because now we don't have a reason to get together.
No, absolutely. Another thing I can't help think of listening to you say that is that, listen, hanging out also just used to be like free. Like when I was growing up, like we used to be able to go to a park, sit down, sit on somebody's stoop, drink a 40. Now that everything in my home city requires you to pay just to do anything, right? To just sit in a coffee shop, you have to like take out a mortgage on a vanilla iced latte. And if you sit in the street or on somebody's stoop, because there's a militarized police state, now that's illegal. So all the things I used to just do with my friends growing up are now either $45 or illegal. You know what I mean? So... you just need to pay more to hang out with your friends and your loved ones, because we have to go to a cafe. We have to go to a park, just a plot of nature that is charged. Where we do this, people have to pay to come in here. And it's like, they did that with nature. You can't even sit.
How you monetize nature?
You can't even sit in a field with your friends without paying $45.
Literally, we paid to sit in this forest.
And I'm tired of like the term late stage, end game capitalism. Like truly like the last little chapter. And as nothing is free anymore, spending time with your loved ones becomes more and more expensive, and we get broker and broker. Friendship just dissolves because your life has to be more and more focused on money, saving money, making money,
to how to survive.
And then when your friend asks you, hey, do you want to come to my birthday dinner? It's at this place. And because she has rich parents and you don't, she doesn't really think about money the same way you do. And she says, hey, this dinner's going to be about $220 a head. Right? And you know you don't have $200 for it. So you don't end up hanging out with that friend. But you really did like that friend. And used to just be able to sit in a field together, sit at recess together, actually just do things
for free.
For free.
Yeah, without friendship. Contemplating the economy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that the thing that made friendship magical this whole time, even in ways that romantic relationships can't, is the fact that there were kind of no stakes. Mm. No one was really using anyone for anything. There was no goal separately. There was no goal collectively. You just hung out because you enjoyed that person's company.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But now that money is involved with every fucking potential hang,
yeah,
you now have to think of it in the realm of a much more gross feeling relationship.
Yeah.
You know,
and you
everything
know what?
Becomes more transactional as we transact more.
Yeah. I love that you say that, because I was also thinking as you were speaking, grind culture destroyed friendship.
Oh, absolutely. Workism, identifying. Yeah.
Identifying as a laborer, it just destroyed friendship, because work has to occupy more real estate in my mind, because I need more and more money just to be able to survive. Mm-hmm. I just have to think about work more.
Yeah.
And the more I have to think about work, the more work seeps into different areas of my life. Mm. So whenever I meet a new person, instead of just thinking like, oh, I like this person, we should hang out. Mm-hmm. Now you're thinking like, oh, we should collab.
Right.
We need to link and build, bro.
Right.
And I'm endlessly fascinated, even in my own life, at how many friendships just died before they could even begin because of work. Mm. Because I was living in New York, and 2 months into meeting this person, we're already planning a ticketed event together.
Right.
You know? Right. We're already... I remember I met this girl in New York. You know, this was maybe about 2 or 3 years ago. I met her in New York because she used to listen to Bobo and Flex. And I started this book club while I did Bobo and Flex, and I met her there. And mind you, I actually met two people from this book club that I really liked. And so I met her there, and I thought, oh, she's so cool. And, you know, we just continued just, like, talking. And then we decided, like, yeah, let's go get dinner. And then we got to eat. And, like, it turns out we have so much in common. And I'm like, wow, that's so nice. I really, like, met someone over the internet. We have so much in common. We both love cooking. We're both interested in nutrition. We both love food. We love gardening. We find out we have so many interests. She's really interested in yoga. She's really interested in Eastern philosophy. I'm just interested in philosophy generally. Like, we, you know, we have, like, great conversations. Our interests intersect. We both just want to, like, have picnics in nature where we bring our own homemade desserts. And, like, you know, we, like, liked doing things. And it was, like, it's so nice. I have, like, a new friend that I have. And somehow we're not even 3 months in.
Yeah.
We're now planning a ticketed event.
Right.
Where we're cooking, we're making a picnic, and we're bringing food for people, and like, and we're like, yeah, we're like merging our passions for food and like using this to monetize. And that entire event destroyed the whole friendship. Because now I have to see who you are as a laborer.
Right.
You have to dick me over. And it's like, you know, as a friend, this person was a decent person.
Right. But as a...
Now that as a co-worker, as a laborer, she stole from me. Like, you stole... Like, you're a thief.
Right.
And it's like, I... On one hand, you know, maybe the mature thing is to compartmentalize, like, really learn how to compartmentalize in your... But I truly don't believe in the divide between personal life and public life. So I find it hard to set boundaries in that arena. And I think it's such a tragedy that we've had to merge these two aspects of our life that can that require two often polar opposite sides of our personalities.
Right.
And, like, that does just make friendship impossible. Because I liked you for who you were as
right.
a sister.
It started pure.
I don't like you for who you are as a worker.
Yeah, yeah. As a co-partner.
And in order for us to be friends, I need to like you for who you are as both people.
Right.
Because I personally cannot compartmentalize personalities.
Right.
And that makes friendship impossible because you're a terrible person to work with. Mm-hmm. But you were a great friend.
Right.
And I think it's so sad that I lost that person as a friend, because we did add so much value to each other's lives. We did enjoy, you know, each other's presence. You know, we were able to just like have a good time. We didn't need each other. But like, because of this, we both need money, like both of us.
Right.
You know, both of us are trying to like survive late stage capitalism. We're both in our late 20s. Mm. And I find that grind culture really like killed friendship. It killed it before romantic love, which is really interesting.
Yeah.
But it definitely killed friendship first.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the first half of this conversation. If you're interested in listening to the rest of this conversation, you will find it on Patreon. So please support my Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/bobosvoid, or you can just click on the link in the description box below. If you enjoyed this conversation, I'll be having so many more of these types of conversation with different friends, with different strangers, with all types of interesting people, and sometimes just conversing with myself. If you are interested in philosophy, politics, race, all the things, I'll be hosting all the conversations on my Patreon. So patreon.com/bobosvoid, or just click on the description box below and support me. Thank you.